Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Narrative Induction. This file is a story about someone who was wonderfully hypnotized by my words. Now, of course, I realize that I'm giving away the plot ahead of time, so let me go back to the beginning and tell you what happened. See, a lot of people are skeptical about hypnosis, and this friend of mine was no different. So he asked me if I could hypnotize him over Skype, and I agreed for the experiment. See, I don't consider myself an almighty hypnotist who's able to trance everyone in the world, but I would say that I'm experienced enough for most people. If that is true, that's up to you to decide. I'll just tell you what happened, alright? So it started simple enough. Of course, first I had to explain about how hypnosis is perfectly safe. But it's similar to sleeping, in the sense that you wake up if anything bad happens. If you smell smoke, you wake up. If you hear your phone, you wake up. If you hear the doorbell, you wake up. Or if someone calls your name, you will simply wake up. And like sleeping, once you've slept enough, you wake up naturally. So I told him that trance is perfectly safe, and that if he's willing, I'm willing to help him experience it. Now, keep in mind, he was very skeptical. He thought that it was all completely fake. And in fact, I agreed, the stuff that you see on TV is fake, just as much as many other things that you see on TV. It's the nature of television to be sensational and grandiose. No, hypnosis is a perfectly natural thing that has been researched quite a lot. And I told him that not only is it safe and natural, it's something that you actually do frequently. When you study, even when you drive your car, or when you walk somewhere that you've walked many times before, or late at night if you're watching TV. I told him that in a way, a trance is similar to that tired zoning out in front of the TV where you're not really listening anymore. You're just sort of sitting there, blinking, eyes getting tired, not quite wanting to fall asleep, but just feeling relaxed, feeling like it's completely normal. To sit there, to listen, to watch. Your eyes focused on a random point, your ears not really focused on anything specific. My words just sort of float through. And I told him that his reaction to these words is natural. See, when you think about certain things, you usually go back to feel them. If you think about a happy memory, you feel happy. If you think about a sad memory, you feel sad. And in just the same way, if you think about a time when you were actually in a trance, even if you didn't realize it at the time, your mind can go back to that state. It can go back into that trance-like state without even thinking about it. See, your mind has a lot deeper knowledge and memories than your conscious self. A memory has so many nuances and details that you cannot consciously name them. Smells, sounds, feelings, temperatures, pressure, all these things combine to make a moment. So this, I told him, is a moment in which you relax. So I asked him, do you think that would be nice? Do you think that it would be nice to relax together with me for a moment? And he nodded yes. He's like, yeah, all right. So what I asked him to do is very simple. All you have to do is what you've already been doing. I told him that all he had to do was to listen to me talk. And, in a way, participate. But the only participation that I needed from him, as I told him, you can just listen. As long as you don't ignore the words entirely, you'll find that your mind goes back to that state, similar to late at night, like those times when you're not really listening, where you're not really watching anything. You just drift deeper and deeper. And even though you're not quite falling asleep, your eyes may shut, your mind may drift away, and your feelings just sort of float. Float easy and relaxed. And it's a very nice and light feeling. It's a very sweet and gentle feeling. And I told him how nice it would be. How nice it could be to feel this feeling even deeper. Do you know what he did? He nodded yes. It would be nice to feel this feeling even deeper. It would be nice to feel this trancy, floaty, drifty feeling even more. It would be very nice to feel it further and further as you relax, as you deeply, totally relax and feel that wonderful feeling of letting go of the moment. See, it's not that hard. You could easily do it by remembering a time when you were actually in a trance. You could easily just follow my words and feel the relaxation float through your mind. Now this is already hypnosis. I told him that this feeling is a trance. Nothing special, nothing magical, no running around like a duck, no snapping fingers and instantly obeying my every command. No, I said, that comes later. He smiled. He understood that this is a natural feeling, a very relaxed, simple focus that you could easily use to study, to unwind, to do those moments that would otherwise be too difficult or too heavy. So you relax. You drift. And what you're going to do is I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And you'll follow me all the way down. 10. Going 10 times deeper. 9. Feeling my voice pulling you in. 8. Just enjoying that wonderful floaty feeling. 7. Relaxing deeper and deeper. 6. Just enjoying it so much. 5. Just such a good, relaxing feeling. or you know that hypnosis is completely natural. 3. So you're just going to enjoy it for the moment. 2. You feel so relaxed and calm. And 1. Drop into trance. See, you'll find that when I tell you to drop, it becomes easy to let go and just fall into trance. But that only works for me. At least this specific word does. You can do trance with others, but they have to earn their way. Now in a moment this file will end and it's up to you. If you've already scheduled another file, you can just stay down here and listen. Otherwise, you will easily awaken refreshed and nice. And that's what I told my friend. With just my voice, just my words, and to draw. Enjoy.